At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Well, top of the morning to you, folks. Today, we're going to talk about the banking crisis that we have and why inflation is just completely out of control. So if there's any kids watching this video, I strongly suggest that you turn the dial. I'm going to try to put a rating on here because it's going to be some harsh words spoken today because you and I are getting completely screwed. Okay, so let me go over the headlines, but let's recaption to what happened just not too long ago. So just to refresh you guys, my name is Dan Frio. I do the rate update every day to inform you guys what's going on in the real estate, but I try to look at the overall economics of the, basically the economy, what's going on to see, you know, what's going to go on with housing, what's going to go on with interest rates, and also educate you guys on a lot of videos in regards to mortgages. And if you want to find out more about that, please visit us at the winthehouseyoulove.com and also check out videos from Win the House You Love on YouTube. That'll go over all the mortgage content that we have. But in today's video, I want to just explain some things. Dow Jones rises more than 100 points. JP Morgan Chase jumps on earnings. Just let's remember just not too long ago when that squirrel in the headlines that all the mainstream media had us going, "Oh wow, that's going to really be bad." Remember not too long ago there were banks failing and it was supposed to be rampant throughout the country, and then the Federal Reserve came in and the government came in and they called on their partners at JP Morgan Chase to bail out some of these banks, and they did, and they came in and they sucked out all the good assets at pennies on the dollar, and they stuck you and me, the taxpayer, with all the delinquencies and all the shitty debt out there. Okay, so that's what's basically happened. That's what we were told, you know, months ago, and the banking system is really bad right now, plus inflation. So today's events is hopefully good news in regards to the banks, but let's get over to this. How bad are the banks right now? Well, JP Morgan Chase beats analyst estimates on higher rates, better than expected bond trading. Okay, then the next thing over here, if you look down a little bit right down through over here, is Citibank's profits are post better than expected earnings and revenues. Shares rise. So the banks, are they really that bad? They're beating their estimates and they're killing their revenues. And then we have this, the Biden administration. We wonder why there's inflation and wonder why our taxes have to go up. Well, we know the Supreme Court came out recently and struck down his decision, but they kind of made a little loophole around this. And now $39 billion in student loan debt is going to be forgiven. So the colleges got their money, the students got educated, and me and you get stuck with the bill. So we have inflation. This is why taxes go up. There's more, and you got to think about this. This is $39 billion that people didn't have to pay back in loans. So what are they going to do? They're going to spend it. A lot of you guys are saying, well, Dan, there's just no money out there. Well, I contradict that because if you look at the M2 money supply, we're still way over where we were just 5-6 years ago because of the government stimuluses and packages like this. Okay, so guys, we're getting hosed. All right, let's keep going through some of the data here. If you go over to the JP Morgan, I just looked this up because I'm like, you know, I just want to find some of the news. Look at their revenue. How many companies out there have a 35% profit margin? If you're a business owner and you're like, if I had a 35% profit margin, I'd be retired by now. Okay, so that's what's basically today's events are telling us. I think we're getting completely hosed by the government. Mainstream media is hosing us. There's a ton of YouTubers out there just doom and gloom and doom and gloom. But are we completely getting hosed? Well, a lot of this data is telling us that. And if you watch my video from yesterday, I went over, let's get over to it. The economic calendar right here. So here's some interesting news that we have. And I posted this in my video from yesterday. So if you didn't watch that, watch yesterday's video. I discussed the consumer price index and the producer price index. Let me just briefly go through this with you. The producer price index, which is right down here at the bottom, is the inflation level at the producer's level. You saw that the previous reading was a negative 0.4. And it just came out yesterday, the new reading at 0.1. Okay, so producers' prices are dramatically coming down. Okay, then you go to the consumer inflation, and the consumer inflation is a little bit higher than the producer price index. So if you're confused, let me explain it to you. Producers are having less expenses. Okay, and that's right here in the PPI. It's saying their cost of goods are coming down. All right. Well, are they pushing that? Are they giving that over to the consumer? Because we need it right now. Everybody's saying we need it. Well, not when you come to this, when all the banks are basically breaking records, and then the administration is just giving out more and more and more free money. So if you want to discuss more about this, I'm going to have a video coming out later this afternoon that goes over this, and we're going to dissect some of the words that the Fed said, or a former Fed president. He summarizes this whole thing. So check out my video later this afternoon, or I might even post it tomorrow, because one video a day is enough. But I'm going to break down a lot of this context for you guys, and if these videos aren't pissing you off, I don't know what's gonna. So with further ado, let's get over with the bank earnings coming in today and everything looking rosy. What's going on in the economic calendar? Nothing. So there's nothing going on today other than bank earnings. So with the news, or basically no news out today, other than bank earnings are just skyrocketing, let's get over what the Federal Reserve is supposed to do at the next meeting. Because just today we learned bank earnings are crazy good, and now the Biden administration just used how much more of our money, taxpayer money, to just give away? $39 billion. So remember, guys, if you get upset with me saying about this student loan forgiveness because, you know, based on poor old students, well, think of it this way. Here's the only thing I want you to think about. The colleges got paid, okay? The students, in most cases, got their education. So why are we paying for it? That's my question. Okay, so without further ado, let's get over to what the CME is telling us, what the Federal Reserve is going to do at the next meeting. My take on this is they're going to raise rates at the next meeting. They have to. It's basically like you dating a girl for 6 years, and then you're always, oh, it's coming Christmas time, and you're like, hey, let's go to a fancy restaurant, and I'm going to get some violin players coming by and whatever else. And so she's thinking you're going to ask her to propose, and then you're like, I got a new job and I'm going to move. Basically, that's kind of like it is. So hope you understand my analogy. This is the CME. What's the Federal Reserve going to do at the next meeting? So what you do is I have a CME link down below. It's the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. It's actually the futures market. And this is, they have a tool here that goes right through here. What is the likelihood that the Federal Reserve will change the federal target rate at the next meeting? Well, we're going to go through here, and let's look at, you're going to click probability. Let me get my head out of the screen. And now there's a 95, and this hasn't really moved, folks. There's a 95% chance or probability that the Federal Reserve is going to raise rates from 5 to 5.25 to 5.25 to 5.5. And then as we discussed in the dot plot, well, let me give that to you right here. We're going to look at the dot plot. This is the dot plot that everybody always talks about. And they're like, you know, the dot plot range from, you know, 5 to 6% and everything like that. What does it mean? Well, basically, when you sit on the Federal Reserve, you have the ability to basically put a dot where you think the federal funds rate should be. Let me get me back on the screen. All right. So that's what you're seeing right up over here, all right? So you can see the majority of the Fed members reached right here. They want the federal funds rate to be 5.5. Well, the next meeting, that's what's going to happen. And then you can see there, the dot plots going out to 2024, 2025, nothing has it over 5.5%. So this should be the last Federal Reserve hike. But the data is going to be data dependent. As we're seeing data coming in, as I predicted, inflation is coming down. You're probably going to see the next reading in the twos. The market's going to like it and everything else. But what the Federal Reserve's doing is they're playing this down. They're being a little modest. They're like, okay, there still could be really big problems out there. We have really big concerns out there. Oh my God, profit margins are down. Banks are in crisis. And guys, I think we're getting the wool pulled over our eyes. So this should be a one and done for the Federal Reserve, and then get the heck out of our way, put the brakes on, and let the economy just fix itself. And quit giving out so much free money. In tonight's video that I report, it's going to blow your mind how much money is being stimulated and why the jobs market and the economy is still clicking along on all cylinders, because we're just flooding the economy with money. Okay, and I'm going to prove that and show you all the details in a later video. So with all this news coming in, what in the world's going on with the bond market? Well, the bond market doesn't like something today. Well, basically what's happening is you're seeing in the background, I almost posted a video last night to tell everybody to lock in their rates because we had 2 days of just rampant or the bond market rallied huge in the last 2 days. It's like a stock. What happens is people jump in, it's a bond. So people jump in and buy it. And then if they get a good return in 2 days, oh, they might just sell it and get some profits. That's what you're seeing right now because there's really no data out today that really should cause concern. We have, you know, the banking system looks robust based on the earnings and with a profit margin of 35%, they got a long way to go before they kind of lose money there. So right now we're going to see a little reprieve in mortgage rates. I don't know, you know, how that's going to track through the day, but I think this is just profit taking on a lot of investors' parts. So if you have loans in, don't lock them today. If you're a consumer out there and you're thinking, oh, should I lock in today and grab it? No, don't lock. Hold on, because this little dip should kind of correct itself most likely next week. So if you're out there and you're in the market for maybe trying to buy a house, you're saying, Dan, I just don't know. Can I afford it? Do I have the right credit? How much money do I need down? What kind of programs are out there to help me go from renting to buying? Or maybe you have a ton of equity in your house and you just got a buttload of debt at 20-25% interest rates. 20-25% interest rates. Where does that come from? Well, credit cards. Where do those credit cards get issued from? Well, JP Morgan Chase and the banks. And then the banks are giving us, you know, 1%, maybe 1% on our savings rates, and then they're charging us 20% on credit cards. No wonder they're killing the estimates. So if you're out there and you really want to take advantage of that and maybe possibly get a home equity loan to get rid of some of that debt, please reach out to me. I'd love to help. So if you want to check out my channel and my team, all you need to do is go to therateupdate.com. The easiest way to get a hold of us is right here. Give us a call at 844-775-5626. Or if you're like, Dan, I just need your help. Well, click the button over here. What's going to happen is you're going to answer just a few questions on there. Mortgage analyst, either myself or one of my mortgage analysts will get in touch with you within 24 hours to go over your scenario and figure out a game plan for you in regards to home ownership. So thank you so much for watching, guys. God bless. And please don't forget to watch tonight's video because it's going to really piss you off. Take care, guys. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.